Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the only thing really that's relevant about this particular game is that our pal, our colleague, is going to be honored with the Ring of Honor, right? That's what they're doing for Boomer in Cincinnati?
Somebody else. Boomer's already in it. I think I heard a week or two ago somebody is getting in it. I forget who now.
Well, I thought it was Boomer was getting in it.
He's just going? I think he was going to support an old teammate.
That's the kind of guy Boomer is. The new guys that were getting in. But he's the one who like spearheaded getting everybody paid
Hotels and stuff, yep.
Well, either way, he's going to be at the game. So that's really all I care about this one.
Jets aren't going to win this game, dude. They're not going to win.
When do you think we're going to see a quarterback announcement? Is that going to come down today?
I think we'd have to get it today. Yeah, we'll get it today. I think maybe for league purposes, you might have to get it today.
Probably after we sign off the air, though, I would think.
I would think so. Honestly, I don't even really care who starts. I know that that's... I really don't. I mean, Jesus. Because, let's face it, Fields is not the guy. Taylor's not the guy. I respect Taylor. I was intrigued by Fields. Didn't work out. I would start Taylor. I think he gives you a better chance to win, which I still don't think they will, even if he plays well, because I don't think Sauce, not that Sauce is having a good year, but Gardner's probably not going to play. I don't know how the Jets are going to stop their vertical game.
We know he's not going to play.
Yeah, it's like, he's not. I don't know if it's been ruled out officially. He's not. He hasn't practiced at all. He's out. He's done for this week.
He's got a case of the Jamar Chase.
I don't blame him.
He doesn't want to be out there getting schooled by Jamar Chase.
But the thing about him, and it's funny because a lot of people push back, like Sauce Gardner never gets schooled. He just doesn't make any plays. You know, and that's what bothers me.
He gets beat way too much.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you actually look at some of the matches, and I don't even care at this point because he gets no picks or anything else, but like the routes that he runs with top receivers, his numbers are actually really good. Now, he's been flagged a little bit because they're not letting him be as handsy. He generally stacks up well. Like the other number ones don't go for 8, you know, and 127. He just doesn't do anything that jumps off the film.
How about, to me, forget the metrics, and maybe that's why he got paid what he got paid because of the metrics. Maybe that's why he's as overrated as he is because of the metrics. I watch him. I've watched plenty of corners. Sauce Gardner is nowhere near the best corner in the NFL.
I agree.
He's not nearly physical enough. I don't care about the interceptions. I don't judge cornerbacks based on just the interception. I mean, it'd be nice, obviously. The ones that hit him in the chest, you'd like to see him make. But I'm judging it on will he? Like, if he played against Jamar Chase, he would get his ass lit. Oh,
no,
yes,
no, he wouldn't. There's no way. He's not going to get. And I'm not even a huge Gardner fan. You know this.
BT.
He is not getting lit up by anybody.
BT.
What?
Come on, dude.
Come on, what? He runs with everybody. Yeah. The problem is, nobody does. I mean, the problem is when you get to run support,
he doesn't.
He can't tackle a fly because he weighs like 119 pounds.
He gets beat left and right.
He doesn't, though, Sal. Look at the numbers. I know he's going to tell me the numbers don't matter. So what? I'm not?
Of course I'm watching the games. But you're referencing the numbers.
No, but I'm just supporting that with numbers.
You think Sauce Gardner forget would about shut the numbers, down Jamar Chase?
Forget about the numbers for a sec, all right? Forget about the numbers. Yeah. All right. He does not get burned. My problem is that he doesn't make disruptive plays. You don't see Sauce Gardner getting torch for a 43-yard touchdown or a stop and go when he's 2 yards behind and here's a bomb. It doesn't happen.
I have seen him get burnt by guys.
How many touchdowns has he given up this year?
It doesn't matter.
Why are you making me defend Gardner? I'm not even a fan anymore.
Because you just said he would shut down Jamar Chase. Well, there's not a corner alive or maybe ever before him outside of Deion Sanders that would shut down Jamar Chase. And I'm supposed to believe Sauce Gardner?
Well, first of all, he's not playing Sunday. So unfortunately, I don't think. We won't get the answer.
Yeah, because I think he's afraid to line up against Jamar Chase.
Oh, come on. Stop, dude. All I'm saying is, no, he was drafted probably a bit too high. He was ridiculously given a contract too early. He doesn't make enough disruptive plays. But to say that the guy gets torched in the pass game is ridiculous.
No, relative to expectation, he's supposed to be a shutdown corner. I don't think he's very good at all. And I think he's gotten beat too many times for a top corner. Darrell Revis didn't. I don't care what you name a receiver. Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson in their prime. He shut them down.
He can't shine Revis's shoes. I'm not bringing that to the table. Yeah. I'm just trying to be fair to the guy.
Well, yeah, but BT, Jamar Chase, the best receiver in football.
He's terrific. But he's played, I mean, I don't know.
He would mop the floor with Sauce Gardner.
Nobody mops the floor. Now you're being unfair.
No,
you're being unfair.
I don't think it's about Sauce. I think it's about Jamar Chase and Sauce, but more about Jamar Chase.
Well, first, I don't even know if Jamar Chase is the best receiver in football. He's one of them. It could be Justin Jefferson. Yeah. I mean, he's up there. He's top three. He's great. I've seen him go against other guys. The other problem, too, is... Well, I mean, I don't even care about Gardner. I'm just defending something that has to be defended. Like, he does not get... You're making it seem like he what was the guy who used to get... I forget his name. Well, back in the day, would get burned. Toast, not Patterson. What the hell was his name? Either way, I think it's an unfair read on Gardner.
I don't even
love the guy. He does not get burned when they're running routes. He just doesn't.
I'm not saying he's the worst corner in the league. I'm saying he is, according to the expectation and the hype, and the awards, that's where he's the worst. Like, if you judge it based off the expectation, people looked at him prior to the season somehow, including the Jets, like he was the best corner in the league or a top corner.
Yeah, that faded last year. I mean, by the way, I don't disagree.
And I was saying the same thing last year, and I think he's gotten worse.
He's gotten much worse. Yeah. His first year was awesome. He was actually all pro. Then second year was Pro Bowl. I'm like, all right, he was still good. And I'm like, well, there's no doubt he's going in the wrong direction.
And they're using him differently, obviously, this year.
Doesn't always follow the number one. You know, the other corner stinks. I got a problem with that. Yeah. I wish that they would.
Right.
I totally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
And they do it once in a while. I wish that they would. See, but I think now I keep going back to like disruptive game-changing plays. Okay. That sounds, I say it all the time, so it's probably getting old by now. But I think for you and others who are really being unfair to him now, because there aren't disruptive plays, you are correlating that to also being burned in coverage, which he never is.
He's never burned in coverage.
Well, I mean, Deion was burned, I mean, occasionally. I mean, it's not a 100% effective rate. Right. What I'm saying is, He gets handsy. They're not letting him do it anymore. They've thrown a couple of the penalties. He's gotten a little sloppy. He can't tackle. But when that ball was, so again, okay. I know. I'm kind of with you. What I'm saying, though, when that ball is snapped and top wide receiver X is going on his route tree, Sauce is in his jock. He is not burning Sauce. Gardner, I should say. I don't even want to say Sauce anymore. He's not.
You don't think Jamar Chase would be burning Sauce Gardner?
I mean, I don't know.
That's where it starts from. A, Sauce has gotten beat. B, everything you just said, I agree with. So all those things make him overrated and not very good. C, and maybe this should really be A, Jamar Chase would own him. Oh, absolutely.
He wouldn't, though. Wouldn't win.
But I don't know.
He wouldn't get any picks. He wouldn't force any fumbles. He'd whiff on three tackles.
No, he'd get 15 catches and probably over 100.
No, come on, dude. You're being unfair to Gardner now. Come on. Dude, there's got to be a limit in terms of how we disrespect the guy.
Maybe you're under evaluating Jamar Chase and how good he is.
I think he's one of the three best in football. He's phenomenal. Okay, so Jamar Chase is great.
What makes you think he wouldn't put up gaudy numbers?
Because I've seen him really do a good job against players who are the best at their position.
I wish that we would get to see it, honestly.
I do, too. That's like the only reason to watch the game. I'm with you. I want to see this at this point.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that he'd even be covering him?
Probably not the whole game.
Yeah, well, that's one of the issues. And he has, Salah did not let him travel at all, which drove me nuts.
He knew something.
I don't think it was that. I think he was just beholden to his defense, which I think was foolish. I think Glenn is much more open, because I see it, to travel with the number one, but he doesn't do it all the time. I mean, Hoff, you going to jump in on the Gardner hate, too? You going to say he can't cover anybody?
I can't stand him, yeah.
But that's not what I'm saying.
He's overrated, and I've watched a lot of tape on him. I got to be honest with you, I never watched tape. I personally went out of my way to watch a ton of tape on Sauce Gardner to see why he gets graded so high.
Yeah.
It's all BS.
Okay, so
it's all because of stuff that he's...
I didn't know you're watching tape.
I know.
I know. I don't know. But here's the thing is, they grade him high, or places grade him high, because on plays where he... the ball doesn't go to him or his receiver, he gets graded higher because they count that as a positive.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
And by the way, PFF, it's a little they do a good job, but some of the grading systems, I don't even pretend to fully understand them. But if a guy doesn't get open and he gets graded highly, and you're like, well, what is he really doing? He's preventing the guy from getting open, which you should get points for.
Yeah, but was that the first option? Was that the best wide receiver on the field? I mean, you have to take a lot of things into consideration. Watching the tape, he is overrated. Should have never got paid. I said that from day one.
I agree with that.
But there is a difference with saying, I never said he's going to get chewed up and spit out by everybody. I said that I've seen him getting beat plenty of times before, highly overrated, all the other things you said, and that I firmly believe Jamar Chase would eat him up and spit him out.
I will just say this much. Jamar Chase is the number one overall with receptions with 58 and yards with 629. There's only one other person that's more yards than him this year. I don't know.
Okay.
But I can't imagine anybody on the Jets shutting Jamar Chase down.
Okay, but then now this is a hypothetical because he didn't practice. He's not playing. All right. But where is the evidence? And I know that Jamar Chase is on the higher end, if not the truly number. He might be number one. I know he's number one in stats, but stats not always, accurate. But I also do believe he is he's a Hall of Famer. All right. But where's the evidence from any year? And I actually hate that I'm defending Gardner here. I hate it that you guys pulled me into this. But find a game log where Gardner got shredded for 7, 8, 113, 3. It has not happened.
Give me the tackles. He doesn't have many tackles.
I agree with that.
He doesn't have interceptions.
But there's two different conversations happening here.
No, the one conversation is you guys are being unfair to Gardner.
No.
That's the only conversation I'm hearing.
No.
Because I'm agreeing with the other stuff.
No, I said Jamar Chase would destroy him. You said no. And I don't know why you would say that.
Because because you can't. Listen, it's your opinion. I get it.
Right.
You can't.
Well, I think, Jamar Chase is one of the best receivers in the league.
I agree. Yeah. But when you say that, that Chase would destroy Gardner this weekend, okay, that's your opinion. We won't see it. What I'm reacting to is what we have seen with Gardner.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. What you're doing is you're telling me what might happen. I'm telling you what has happened. He has never been destroyed by an opposing wide receiver. Not once.
I'm sure that there have been times where he's been
checked every game log.
He doesn't play the number one receiver.
Or any receiver. Like at the end of the game, when you attribute the amount of, like say he takes 43 snaps, right? And of the, I'm just throwing, maybe 50. Of the 50 snaps, there's 30 passes, 20 runs. Even if he's not with the number one 30 times, which I know he's not, although more this year, I guarantee it there's 30 throws and nine, well, not even, seven come his way. He gets beat once. He doesn't get beat. I don't know what to tell you guys.
I disagree. And what I saw with Darrell Revis when he was on Revis Island, I don't care who was coming into town, they were getting shut down. Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, big physical, fast receivers. Revis shut them down. And I think if he were matched up with the number one, in this case, the number one, like those guys back then, Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, were the best receivers in football, and Revis shut them down. In this case, Ja'Marr Chase, the best receiver in football, I'd love to see the matchup with Sauce Gardner and see how he
By the way, I really am disappointed that I just defended him for 10 minutes. I wish they didn't give him the contract.
Right.
I just got to be fair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.